Public radio co-hosts navigate mixed signals in Rachel Lynn Solomon's new romantic comedy debut, The X Talk. Solomon worked in public radio before her love of storytelling carried her to fiction, where she has established herself as a must-read author of YA fiction. This now is her debut, in which she takes the rom-com to the world of public radio. The name of the book is The X Talk, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Rachel Lynn Solomon to the program this morning. Rachel, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Give us a sense of how you decided to write about public radio co-hosts navigating a relationship.
So I have a bit of a background in public radio. I worked there in college and in my early 20s. Although I was firmly behind the scenes, I was producer and occasional reporter. And in the book, the main characters are co-hosts. And I just always felt like it would be an exciting setting for a romantic comedy. A lot of rom-coms take place in the journalism world, and I'd never seen one that touched on public radio. And I thought especially NPR listeners would really like to peel back the curtain and see what happens.
Well, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about these two characters and ultimately what drives this relationship.
Yes. So Shay, my main character, she's always wanted to be a host, and she's really used to being the wunderkind. You know, she started out pretty young, and she's loved public radio her whole life. And that is the reason that she is at odds with Dominic, who is the station's newest hotshot reporter. And he believes that radio is for news and only news. And he is, you know, very robotic and stoic about that. And he also thinks he knows everything about journalism because he recently graduated with a master's degree. And on the other hand, Shay prefers more human interest, kind of feature pieces. So the two of them clash immediately. And at the beginning of the book, they do not like each other. And that is the reason that their manager taps them to host this new show, The X Talk, with the conceit of which is a relationship show hosted by exes. And in this case, they are posing as exes because their manager thinks that they have some good, you know, tempestuous tension between them.
And in the beginning, they say, okay, we can coexist, we can do this and do it fairly peacefully. But then, obviously, a relationship takes over. And it is their personalities, of course, but it's also the nature of the show and who they're dealing with, too, right? I mean, of who they're talking to.
Yeah, they are connect with each other really strongly because they find they both really are passionate about public radio in different ways and in some similar ways. And once you kind of peel back those layers, you see each person's vulnerabilities and like hidden, you know, this just like gooey soft centers that they don't really show to anyone else. And I really love as an author putting characters in positions that immediately make them uncomfortable and then having them try to get out of that position or trying to make themselves more comfortable with the help of another person. And I think going through that experience with someone else really bonds you in a special way. And that's what they go through here.
Well, what's fascinating about the book is that they're making this up. They're pretending that they dated, which they never did. But what happens is that they have this chemistry with each other, which is why they were asked to do the show in the first place, meaning that other people saw it in them, and then it just takes them a while to figure it out, right?
Right, and that's another thing I'm a sucker for as a romance reader, is I just love the, you know, everyone knows that these two people are in love, and of course they're the last people to figure it out. It's just immensely gratifying as a reader, and it's so rewarding as a writer to finally write the moment where they confess those feelings. And I like to think of this book with, you know, this fake exes trope as kind of a mashup of enemies to lovers and fake dating, which are two romance tropes that readers are pretty familiar with.
You know, it's funny because as I was reading the novel, I'm thinking to myself, because I've been here at this particular public radio station for 25 years, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know of any relation. Oh, okay, I know of that one. Oh, that's right. That was the one. And then, Oh, no, there was two. And I think I left off at like six. So, you know, that is interesting. But that's also a workplace dynamic, too, isn't it?
Yeah, and I am a huge fan of a workplace romantic comedy. And I think anytime you're working closely with someone, you know, you're going to develop some kind of relationship, whether it's romantic or otherwise. And, you know, if the chemistry is there the way it is with these characters, then yeah, it just kind of, it becomes its own thing, you know, separate from work.
When you look at you were talking about putting this in a public radio sphere, and obviously you have experience in it. What struck you when you first went into that environment of what it was like and maybe different from other office environments?
Gosh, so I started out as an intern in college, and I was extremely overwhelmed because I was super shy, very much an introvert. And just hearing these people with these incredible radio voices from down the hall, even if they're talking about like ordering pizza, but it is imbued with this sense of this like tremendous gravity because of the kind of voice that they have. And it was people that I had grown up hearing on the radio. So I was just really intimidated at first. But I loved the environment. I loved just how passionate everyone was about the work. So many people, I mean, like you just said, people stay in their jobs in public radio for a very long time.
Yeah.
I think it is just a really vibrant and really intellectual environment that just really feeds people's brains.
So now let us go to the stereotypes. Obviously, there are stereotypes about public radio. There are stereotypes about romance novels. So when you put the two of them together, I'm interested in, you wouldn't think necessarily those two genres go together.
Right. And I was actually concerned when I started writing this book. I was like, is there a market for an NPR romance novel? Like, do people want to read about public radio? But first and foremost, as a writer, I am writing the kind of books that I want to read. And I really felt like I could make this accessible even to people who aren't public radio fans because it has just grown so big with podcasts. And the show that they're doing really takes off as a podcast. So I think that is, you know, a really easy entry point for people. But I also, you know, I wanted to, especially with the fake exes, premise, I wanted to kind of flip things a little bit and see what I could do in terms of playing around with tropes. So I, you know, I didn't want this to feel like, as a kid, I didn't discover public radio until high school. And as a kid, I remember just groaning when my parents turned on NPR in the car.
Right.
Because I found it so boring. but my goal with this is, I think, to show like the energy and vitality of public radio and just that it is such a crucial and like ever-evolving thing. And I do feel like in a way it's a love letter to public radio.
Well, the book is great fun. It's called The X Talk, and it is now out from Berkeley. Rachel Lynn Solomon, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much, Joe. Take care.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is The X Talk by Rachel Lynn Solomon. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.